So instead of Shabbos once again, and once again I have the privilege to share a Dvar Torah with you all. This week we read Parshas Ki Savoy. And in this Parsha, we learn the Psukim of Teichacha, those heart-wrenching, painful Psukim of wrath. And we always read Klolis Shebe Mishneh Torah and Chodesh Elul as an introduction to the Yomim Neroim. La'oirer halavavois ve'leftoyach bedarkei hatshuvo. And in this psukim of the Teichacha, one pasuk stands out. Tachas asher lo yovadeto es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. Vebetuv Leivav. Yushalmi, Sukkot Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis, Lelamedchu She'en Ruach HaKodesh Shoiro, Elo Alev Someach. The Shechina cannot be Shoiro, cannot dwell, only on Alev Someach. And the Medish on this Posuk says, Limlechu Torah Derech Eretz, the Rambam has a very unique interpretation of this pasuk. At the end of Hilchas Lulav, Hasimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos u'ba'ah v'sukel shetzivu bo'ein avoidu gedoylo hi. Bekol ha'monei ha'atzmoi mesimcha zu ra'ui le'yipora mimeno she'nemar. Tachas asher lo yavadetu as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'betuv leivav. And this understanding, this interpretation, is novel. It's a chiddush. Lefi pshuto shel mikra, Kodesh Baruch Hu means to say, you do not serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in days of plenty, of peace, of prosperity. And that is why Kodesh Baruch Hu will take this all away. And he will impose on us life of strife, of pain, of suffering. And that is how you will come back to me. But the Rambam's Pshat is unique. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you performed the mitzvahs, you did it all, but you did it with a lack of simcha. Tachas asher lo yavadetu es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'betuv leivav. And that is why you're being punished. It's not that you didn't do the mitzvahs. You didn't do them b'simcha. The Kotzke Rebbe added on an additional kenach. So typical. Tachas asher lo yavadetu es Hashem Elokecha. And you were b'simcha v'betuv leivav. How could you be happy without avoidus Hashem? But this pshat of the Rambam, not only the Rambam. The Rambam was the greatest Jewish philosopher, but the Mekubolim and the Ri'a Kodesh have the very same pshat. Sefer Charedim in his introduction speaks about Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and he says that the Ri'a Kodesh was Megala Le'ish Soidoi, to his confident, and we could guess who is the Ish Soidoi of the Ri'a Kodesh. But the Charedim brings that the Ri was Megala Le'ish Soidoi, that all the Madregas he achieved and all the Hasogas he acquired was only in the merit B'schus Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Who is Ish Soidoi Shel Ari if not Reb Chaim Vital? Doile V'mashke Toiras Rabbi L'kol Olam Kuloi. And in the introduction to Shar HaMitzvos, Reb Chaim Vital writes exactly the same. And like the Charedim and like the Rambam before them, he too interprets the posuk Tachas Asher Lo Yavadetu Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Betuv Leivav, and that is why you're being punished. It's not that you didn't perform the mitzvahs, maybe you did, but there was a lack of simcha and tuv leivav in your avodas Hashem. My great Rebbe, the Divrei Yatzev, Kvoid Kedushas, the Tzanze Rebbe, my late father, Zecher Tzadik Lecha, was together with him the entire period. From the second day she was 1944 in Auschwitz-Birkenau till the liberation. From Auschwitz to Warsaw, from Warsaw to Dachau to Tutsi, from one stop to the other. And the Chloisim HaGareva, like all the others, there was no protection, no Kavod HaTorah under the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichron. And he was working Avodas Perach, and he was whispering to himself all the time. And one of the people was very curious to know, what is he saying? He leaned over carefully, and he heard him quoting the Pasuk again and again and again. Tachas asher lo yavadetu as Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'betuv levav. This unbelievable tzaddik, beguide some of us in hell and earth, be'emek abochom, matz the kol of esadim, and saying this pasuk again and again, tachas asher lo yavadetu as Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'betuv levav. So Simchas HaMitzvah is essential. It is one of the most important principles in Avodas Hashem. And it is what defines whether we're a great person or not. In Brochas Tezayin Amid Beis, Omelei Ule Leravi Loa Ki Ares Losam, Shor B'Shalmi Derev Broina Ochi Odom Godol Hu V'Sameach B'Mitzvahs, Ule tells Rabbi Loa, you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Broina. Please send him my best regards. He's a great person. And why is he a great man? Odam godalu v'sameach v'mitzvahs. Pama chasomach ke'ula letfila v'lai posek chukem abume kule yoyma. He once was samach ke'ula letfila. And the smile, the radiant smile, didn't leave his face all a day long. It is from this gemara that we learn, what defines a great Jew? What makes a person great? Not necessarily he's the biggest lamdan in town. Odom godelu v'sameach b'mitzvahs. And many times in my sforum, I spoke about Simcha Shal Mitzvah and Simcha Shal Torah. One of the most recent sforum, Klali HaMitzvahs, Mincha Sosha Klali HaMitzvahs, there's an entire perek on Simcha Shal Mitzvah and Simcha Shal Torah. But in this very same parasha in Toichacha, just 11 psukim later, after the posuk tachas asher lo yavadetu as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'betuv levav, there's another posuk. Im loy tishmor la'asis kachol divrei ha'Torah hazeis, liyiro es Hashem ha'godol v'hanoiro es Hashem Elokecha. So this posuk stresses yiro. Yiro and simcha come together. They are not contradictory. Maybe they are. When a person is in fright, when he is terrified, he cannot be very happy. But Rabbeinu Yoina Brochas Dav Chof Aleph, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, and the very beginning of Perek, Ein Oindim Lehispalel, and the Gemara brings the posuk, Gilu Bero'odo, rejoice in fear. How could one rejoice in fear of a Gilu Bero'odo? Rabbeinu Yoina Chosid explains, any other fear, any other joy, definitely are contradictions. But not Yiras Elokim and Simchas HaMitzvah. They nourish each other. They charge each other. And Simcha and Yira do not contradict each other. They come together, two sides of the very same coin. In Tone de Belio Pere Gemel, there's a wonderful expression. I'm moved every time I quote it. Yoresi mitoich simchosi, v'samachti mitoich yirosi. How wonderful do we need to feel? How thankful do we need to be that we have Yiras Hashem? Most of the people walking this planet do not have Yiras Hashem. We are the chosen few, and we are the few amongst the few. So Yiras Hashem and Simchas HaMitzvah do not contradict one the other. Ma'atzimim zeh et zeh, ma'amikim zeh et zeh. So the same parasha that teaches us the importance of Simcha also stresses the importance of Yiro. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah, and both these sentiments are part of Avodas Hayom. On one hand, Eimas Yoim Hadin, Zeichlim Veroyadim Me'imas Boyecho, we say in the Slichas. Eimas Yoim Hadin, we are all frightened. On the other hand, the Navi says, Perekhes of Sefer Nechemia, Lechu Ichlum Adanim Shtumam Takim Shilchu Monos La'inochem Boy. Ki Kodesh Hayom La'adoneinu Chedvas Hashem Hi Ma'uzchem. Chedvas Hashem Hi Ma'uzchem. So, Rosh Hashanah, both sentiments come together. And the most fundamental mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyas Shofar. Tkiyas Shofar is a combination of the Tkiyah and the Teruah. In Parshas Baloischo, in the mitzvah of Chatzoitzes, we clearly understand the essence, the nature of Tkiyah and Teruah. Uviyom simchaschem uvamayadechem uvaroshechotchechem utekatem bechatzoitzes. Tkiyah reflects, expresses simcha. V'hoyu kisovoy melchomo al artzachem v'hare oisem. So trua is the shvorim and the trua, genuchi yonach, yelule yolal, an expression of pain, of fright. So the tkiyah is simcha. The trua is yiro. And both are essential to avoid the seyoyim in Rosh Hashanah. Eimas yoyim adin on one hand. Einoyim ramahal v'Rosh Hashanah v'yoyim ha-kippurim. It's a Gemara several times in Shas and the Rambam, Perek Gimel of Chanukah. Writes, Lefi she'ein elu yomim shel simcha yaseiro, elu yomim shel yiro v'fachad. But simcha is part of avoid the seyoyim. Ichru madanim, shtumem takim, shilchomonis leinochem loy. Chedvas Hashem, hi ma'uschem. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, this is the time of Achana, and that is why we have Chodesh Elul. Yira and Simcha. Simcha and Yira. Yoreisi mitoich simchosi, visomachti mitoich yirosi. We still are in the midst of a terrible pandemic, and those of us that thought it's over, it's not over. And numbers are ticking up in New York and New Jersey to our dismay. And in Eretz Yisrael, we are in the midst of a huge second wave. Yesterday, the first time in the past 6 months, there were more than 3,000 new ill, new infections. The vast majority will weather it out. Some might die. And I said many times, the only relevant number is not the 95% that will do well. It's the 5% or 4% or 3% or 1% that might die. That's the relevant number. And many others that will suffer. They'll live, but they won't suffer. Some of them will carry the scars of COVID-19 till the end of their lives. And that is why I once again plead and beg each and every one of us, the young and the old, the men and the women, be careful and take all the precautions that the medical authorities demand and require. We're dealing with pikuach nefesh. And we should not for one moment forget every Jew is a world, a microcosmos, for his spouse, for his children, for his einikach. He is the world. So we need to be careful. We shall all have a Shona Toiva v'mesuko, a year of good health, of shefa, of nachas, and we should be zeichet v'shnas geula v'yeshua. And in the very near future, we should hear not only kol shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, but kol shofar shel Mashiach Tzidkenu, k'nsoinei sorim tir'u, u'chizkoya shofar tishma'u, we should hear kol shofar shel Mashiach, v'mheiru v'yomeinu, amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you. Good Shabbos.